Welcome to HR Voices. A podcast for independent HR and people professionals and the businesses they support. HR Voices is brought to you by the expert team at HR Independence Limited. We hope you enjoy.
Hello everyone and welcome to our next edition of the HR Voices podcast. So today it's just myself, Charlotte Allfree, and I'm joined by my colleague Mary Asante. Hi Mary.
Hi Charlotte. Hello everyone.
And what we're actually going to do today is we're going to summarise. From those of you that have listened for a while now, you'll know that we sort of do the topics in like a mini-series and try and cover a few things in a same theme. So the most recent mini-series that we've been looking at is actually how to build some resilience into yourself personally to help you sort of manage the challenges of running a business, but also how to build some resilience into your business and how it operates so that you can have a growing, sustainable business. And we have had the opportunity to talk to some really incredible speakers, some of which came to our conference back in September 2023. And came back to sort of give us more information because we were really fascinated by what they had to say. And I think, Mary, obviously today is for us to sort of talk through and chat through some of the things we've learned over the last few weeks and sessions. But one of my main observations has been that actually we've been far cleverer than we intended in this process, because what we've actually done is we've created a bit of a blueprint for how to run and manage a business.
Yeah.
So I'm quite chuffed with that. I think we've done quite a good job. We've got some really good advice and some really good points and tips and tricks, and covered some really interesting topics. What do you think?
Yeah, I think I would absolutely agree with that, because we spoke to some amazing, five incredible people, each of them from very different perspective. And by so doing, I would agree with you that we've managed to pull together a blueprint for building and running a successful business. So yeah, I would agree with that.
Okay, so should we talk a little bit about each of the speakers? Let's go through those. So we had Pinky Jangra, who came to the conference, and she talked about this idea of making sure that you have a clear vision for your business, and that actually you have to be very accepting of the fact that there's going to be bumps and challenges along the way, and that's okay, because it can be quite hard when it happens. And that actually your growth and your development and resilience is very much about taking baby steps and continuing to take baby steps every single day. And in doing so, you will make progress and have continuity and really keep moving forward. But the one thing I still say to everybody, I still talk about her example of not being the cake, which I find really funny because I like cake, but not being the cake and stepping out, and this idea that actually if you make a cake and it goes wrong, you're not the cake. It's not personal. And you have to sort of step outside of it and analyze where it's gone wrong and what's not working. And she very much pushes this idea of separating yourself from your business and taking an outside view. So I thought that was really interesting. And then actually Dr. Linda Folan, who we spoke to, she had a very similar approach around considering what is and isn't in your sort of circle of control, your locus of control, but also very much about looking after your well-being and also taking time for reflection and some constructive thinking. So that was very much looking after you, wasn't it?
Absolutely. After you, similar to Pinky, but Linda also stressed a lot on the organizational aspects of it as well. So that was a slightly different angle to what Pinky focused on in terms of the organization building resilience through the organization as well, but definitely not ignoring yourself.
And also that actually if you build resilience in yourself, you become an effective leader.
Yes. I think Lynn, and I'm going to paraphrase here, her statement was almost the fact that it was emotional intelligence or resilience was key to leadership, key to effective leadership.
Definitely. And I think it is, particularly when not only are you helping small businesses and clients manage what's going on in their businesses and potentially helping them to grow their resilience and their development and their leadership skills, but then actually stepping out and looking at your own business and your own business structure and your own resilience and your own leadership style, and then how you take that forward into managing a business and making it a growing, sustainable business.
Yes.
Yeah. And then, so that sort of looked after you as an individual. And then we had Mark Lumley from Freeze, and we had Aneve Hutchinson from
the Corporate Escape Club.
And also we had Ben Rendell, who is a pricing and resilience expert. So we've had, what we've then got is actually this blueprint for having a safe and legal business structure. And we'll talk a bit more about what Mark covered in that. And then actually looking at building a really good marketing plan and pipeline and some sort of hints and tips and tricks around how to do that. And then actually this concept, which I know we come across an awful lot with our members, around building your value proposition and knowing the value of that and standing by the value of that and getting your pricing out there and you're getting your messaging around your pricing right.
Yeah.
And that actually is very important. And I know Ben talked about the idea of switching from the, well, talking about money mindset, but switching from the idea of being an employee in a business and then actually being an employer or being an entrepreneur or a business owner, and how there was a huge difference in mindset and how you operated.
Yes. Yes, I think great summary, Charlotte, of all the conversations that we've had over the past five or so episodes. And yes, as I said, I do agree with you on the aspects of, actually, this is a really good point for building and running a successful business, because absolutely, if you, the business owner or leader, are in a good shape, then you can make sound and informed decisions around your business. And you can be quite objective as well in terms of when you are analyzing, strategizing, and implementing and overseeing your strategy, depending on how you are set up and how you run your business. And Mark talked interestingly about the fact that he had worked with over 3,000 businesses, which I thought was pretty impressive. And he emphasized on the fact that he thought it was quite important that you structure your business for resilience and efficiency right from the beginning. And it's not something that you kind of start your business, run it, then later think about it. But it's really good to start the way you mean to go effectively, because you have a higher chance of succeeding that way. And I think linking that directly to HRI standards, we recognize that. And in our standards, we talk about the structure of your business, isn't it? And assess our consultants against how they set up and how they run their business. And we do encourage HR people consultants to really think about the structure of their business right from the very beginning and at every stage of their consultancy journey.
Yeah, and we do. And the reason we do that is because it's so, so important, because it sets your direction and journey. And actually, it makes the journey a little less bumpy, doesn't it? Because if you've got those things in place, if you've got your business plan, your cash flow, you've got all your insurances in place, you've got your systems set up and your framework set up to support your clients and your management systems that you need to manage your time and those sorts of things. If you've got all of those things in place, you are absolutely set to then get on and serve clients and not have to worry about all that sort of failing and sort of behind you and trying to manage on different systems and different spreadsheets and goodness knows what in the background. If you've got that structure in place, and also knowing that your intellectual property is protected in the way you think you want it to be, and that you've worked out in terms of risk management what happens if something goes wrong. And part of this personal resilience piece is keeping ourselves well and healthy. And that can be a struggle when you're juggling multiple priorities
Yeah.
and making sure your terms and conditions are right. And with all of that in place, you can concentrate on account management and client engagement.
Yeah, and I think Mark made a point to emphasize the fact that listening to this, you may think, oh my goodness, this is for large organizations and I'm nowhere near big to be able to do that. But actually, it's for every business, regardless of whether you're a sole trader or a limited company with just one or two employees to, I don't know, having about 10 or 15 and more, you still need that. And if you're a very well established organization, you need that too. And as a consultant, the important thing is if you are in the groove of implementing some of these yourself, then it will be easier for you to be able to support your clients when you go in, because you'll be able to see how things fit together, their vision, and where they are aiming to go as well.
It probably for a new consultant or a sole trader out there, it probably sounds quite scary, but actually, all of this is scalable and transferable, and it can be done in an appropriate way for the size of your little business and your organization and how you want to structure it. So, I don't think people should be put off by that. I think it's just a case of making sure that these things are on your radar for consideration, actually.
And yeah, if you really want to, if you're an HR or people consultant and you want to find out more about it through the HRI standards, etc., we'll be more than happy to hold your hands through the accreditation process and how it works, just so that it's really tailored to your business and to your needs at that particular point in time. And then I think the next bit of it is the marketing aspect of it, which is always an interesting topic because there isn't a single HR meeting that someone says, "Ooh, I don't like marketing," or "I'm not good at marketing," or "I need to get back better at marketing,"
Yeah,
and
and social media. Oh, I don't like social media.
or "I'm not good at it," or "I need to get better at it." And yeah, because the bulk of most HR work in-house especially doesn't involve those aspects as part of your role. And so when you become a business owner and you are your marketer, you are your business development person, and you are your finance, everything, then you need to really hone into some of these skills and tap into external resources where necessary to make sure that your business functions properly, which is linked to the other business name as well, the marketing matrix, which is pretty much marketing is a matrix. And every aspect of it is very important. So knowing what works for you and for your business is very important. Because I don't know about you, Charlotte, but sometimes you think, okay, there's Instagram, there's LinkedIn, there's Facebook, there's X. There is what, TikTok, there's YouTube, so many platforms and so many more actually. And as a small business owner, you think, oh my goodness, how much budget do I have? And even if you have the budget, how much time do I have to invest in this? And even if you can pay for someone to do your marketing for you, sometimes finding the person who gets your tone right can be tricky. So you still end up being pretty much embedded in the process anyway. So it's important to choose which platforms that you focus on and not to be spread too thinly so that you are struggling to actually get your voice heard.
Yeah, she touched on making sure that you're networking in the right places. So there's a lot to be said for that because, yes, you've listed all those platforms, but actually, if you and I were to sit and discuss it in more detail around who our clients are and where they might be hanging out, I don't think they'd be hanging out on quite a few of those platforms. So you've got to know your customers, you've got to know where you're looking for your business, and then focus your really drill down and focus your attention in those places because otherwise you're potentially spreading yourself too thin and spending money you don't need to spend in the wrong places.
I think what comes into play, Charlotte, is potentially FOMO, fear of missing out. And as you sort of go onto some of these platforms, or some people share clips that they've seen across these platforms, etc., with you, you'll probably sometimes sit there and think, oh my goodness, should I be there too? Or when you go for a webinar or a seminar or some or a workshop, and someone is talking about some of these other platforms that you are not on, even after going through the exercise of who's my ideal customer and where do they hang out, and going, right, okay, my ideal customer is on, I don't know, I would say LinkedIn, and maybe the second platform for me to play might be Instagram. But you go on a workshop and everyone is shouting about YouTube videos and how amazing it is, and TikTok and how effective, and that's where everyone is hanging out. Or X, that's where you get lots of engagement with people giving short, snappy comments, etc., and things like that. You go, oh my goodness, should I be there too? Am I missing a trick by deciding to just focus on these two? Or should I just go, actually, I'm going to stick with what I'm doing? So I think there's a huge element of, am I missing out, or actually am I okay?
I think that's right. But what's quite interesting is actually with some of these conversations we've been having in this series, what it's actually doing is leaning a little bit towards what we're going to be doing with the theme for the conference this year in September of 2024, 27th, if anybody wants to put a date in their diary and save the date. And that is actually about standing by your value proposition. Maybe really niching and drilling down into your specialism. If you do something that sets you out, sets you aside and sets you apart from the crowd, believe in it, do it, and actually be unapologetically independent. Do your thing. You be you and do your thing, but get the value proposition together, get the messaging out there, and stand by your pricing.
Yeah, absolutely. The theme for the conference is breaking boundaries, empowering HR independence. So, as Charlotte said, being bold, being brave, and being unapologetically independent. And I'd like to say, as independent consultants, we are awesome. That we are awesome. There are some fantastic and amazing examples of independent consultants out there. But also, we belong to a very supportive community as well. Because when you are out there, it can be a lonely world out there. It can be a lonely place. But there are communities out there to absolutely support you in terms of what you do. And so, leading to the conference, we're going through the fee survey right now, which links directly into the pricing and knowing your value proposition. And it will be interesting to see when this year's analysis, the report comes out of the 2023-24 Indies fee survey, where we stand in terms of how people are positioning themselves and their values and their services. Because sometimes we do forget that what we're charging, we're not charging for an hour, we're charging for years of experience, we're charging for saving our clients from landing in employment tribunals. We're charging for creating an engaging workplace where the culture, the values of the organization is deeply embedded, where employees feel valued and supported, where leaders and managers are skilled and have the skills they need to be able to do the job.
We've talked about this before, haven't we, Mary? But I always say there's actually an army out there of independent consultants that are completely carrying the HR support of the small business sector. So many small businesses, they don't need an HR professional or a people professional in their business all day, every day, full time. They don't need to take on that salary burden all the time. But actually, they can work with great, qualified, experienced, well set up independent practitioners in whatever field they're looking for, whether it's leadership development, consulting, employment relations support, training, coaching, mentoring, whatever it is they're looking for. We've probably got somebody in our community, and maybe even someone that's been through our accreditation process and is in our directory that can really support with that.
Yes, you're right. Actually, sometimes the reason why they may need their consultants is that they need HR support. That is the fact that they may not have the budget to be able to employ someone in-house, and that's where consultant comes in handy. But also there are some very well-established organizations with HR departments who might need extra support as well when they are working on sometimes bigger projects, or when they are just so spread thinly that they need that helping hand. And again, that's where our members and ourselves sometimes come in handy to provide that needed support to in-house HR teams as well. So yes, incredibly, HR consultants and the businesses that we run do play a massive role in supporting businesses, particularly SMEs within the UK. So
obviously, we always try and give our members opportunities to showcase their expertise, and through the member spotlights and through the community and how they can share expertise and advice. But I think what's quite interesting as well is that the independent sector can really consult and advise on deeper, sort of more complex issues and thought leadership, which actually, again, goes back to this idea that Anive put forward of having a matrix-based marketing plan where all the bits and pieces sort of connect together. And so marketing plan might sound very daunting, but actually you can put a few pieces of the puzzle together and focus on specific areas. And one of those is thought leadership and showcasing your expertise.
And to add to that, Charlotte, and I'll go back to what Pinky said in terms of thinking about personal resilience, which is small steps. So little by little, step by step, and actually consistency has been proven to give great results. So it's important that we don't become overwhelmed when we're thinking about resilience and building resilience into our business and what we do, but in terms of plan, structure, strategize, and put our steps in place or action plan in place to make sure that little and often and consistently, we can achieve what we set out to achieve. And that is very important. And almost having this mindset shift of, am I a business owner?
Yeah.
Or am I an employee? Or am I an interim or a freelancer? They all come with they all require very different skills and mindset. And yet sometimes people float in between various things. But if you're looking at yourself running your business, if you are running a business, then what sort of growth mindset do you need to have in place? Or what sort of mindset do you need to have to make sure that your business can succeed and achieve what you are trying to get it to do and achieve?
Yeah, and it's quite interesting. So I think back when I was quite early in my consultancy journey, I think somebody actually said to me once, have you created a business? Are you a business owner? Or are you an employee with a heap of extra admin? And I think at that time, I felt like an employee with a heap of extra admin. You know, they were saying to me, have you created just a job role, or have you created a business? And actually, that made me stand up and think, no, I need to step out of the business a little bit. And I need to do this thing around actually taking some reflection time and some constructive thinking and making sure that I'm looking at the business as a whole rather than my skill set. And just doing all this extra stuff that needs or has an administrative burden.
Yeah, that absolutely. And sort of an element of resilience, which is the topic that we are focusing on today, is really thinking about, okay, what, and like you're saying, are you a business or an employee with extra burdens and of administration and effort and everything else? If the answer is I am a business and I am a business owner, then you really need to think about, in terms of resilience, building resilience into your business and building resilience into yourself. And that can be especially building resilience into your business. I met someone at a networking event recently who was telling me about the fact that their biggest event that they put up actually went ahead, regardless of them not being there. And that reminded me of last year, our conference, it went ahead and I wasn't there. And I think that shows that, look, you've got some element, some amount of resilience into your business. The fact that it can go on without you, and it's very important, but can be quite scary when you're thinking about, ooh, can someone else do this as best as I would, or can they do it as well as I would? And it's very important. And that really demonstrates that resilience is not just for your day-to-day running of your business, but also for the survival and success of your business as well.
Yeah, and you were very missed, I have to say. We really did miss you last year, and we would have liked you there, but we coped and had a great day. So that was really good.
The idea of resilience is key to running a successful business and ensuring that you achieve what you set out to achieve as a business owner.
Definitely. And I think what resonated with me the most, and what I find quite fascinating, is how actually resilience feeds through everything you do as a business owner, and not actually how you have these different levels. So you have your personal resilience and you have your business resilience, and that actually they both make either you sustainable as an individual, and the fact that you're well and that you're looking after yourself, or they make your business sustainable in terms of growth and development. And we've heard it lots and lots of times before, but you can't pour from an empty cup. You've got to be fit, well, looking after yourself and in the right mindset to be able to do all the things you need to do in your business. And if you've got that in line and in check, then actually some of the other things will just sort of happen because you've got the right mindset. So if we were to summarize them, actually what our experts have shown us is that we need to have a clear vision. We need to know there's going to be bumps in the road. We need to take baby steps, and just keep moving. We need to work out what's in and out of our circle of control and look at our well-being. And we need to take time out for reflection. So that's our personal resilience. But then actually what we need to do is set ourselves up for success with some really good business structures and processes, knowing what our terms and conditions are, making sure we protect our investments and our value proposition, and that we engage with our clients in the right way. And then through marketing, we need to know we're in the right room and who we're talking to and get ourselves in the right places, be a thought leader and showcase our expertise and think about the pieces of the puzzle, building the matrix bit by bit. And again, that comes back to that continuity and little steps. And then actually knowing our proposition, know our value proposition and stand by it. Get your pricing right, know your pricing. Our fee survey could help any of our members or any of our listeners. They can download our fee survey and see what's happening in the regions for pricing, see how they compare, see whether they think they line up with their local area. But knowing your value proposition, getting your pricing and standing by it, and don't apologize. No apologizing and cutting corners and costs just to get the work. Know your value and stand by it.
Absolutely.
I think that's probably covered everything today, hasn't it, Mary? I think we're good.
Yes, Charlotte. Again, it's been great sort of recapping all the episodes, the past five or so episodes, and piecing them together quite nicely. And yes, looking forward, absolutely looking forward to the next set of mini series. So please do stay tuned and yeah, do listen to us. But really exciting.
So, thank you for listening as ever. We really do appreciate you joining us. If you'd like to be a guest on the podcast, you can email us at hrvoices@hrindependent.co.uk. And we would love to have you. Also, give us a shout out and share on social media. And we look forward to seeing you and talking to you at the next episode. Take care. Bye.
We hope you enjoyed this episode of HR Voices. If you have a topic you'd like us to cover or would like to be a guest, we'd love to hear from you. Connect with us on social media or email us at hrvoices@hrindependence.co.uk. Tune in next time.